John, we're here at this 2012 Ohio State Fair where some of the concessionaires are using the Ohioleic soybean oil to cook products. That has to make you feel good.
Yeah, it feels really good. We've got a large number of vendors out here cooking at the State Fair, the Ohio State Fair, with the plenished Ohioleic soybean oil. And we ran into one vendor this morning, in fact, and he gave some good reports that he's getting a little longer fry life out of it. The food continues to taste great after they've been using it. They're not getting any smoking out of it. And they're not getting that uncharacteristic brown coloring to the food, too, after they've used it for a few days. So some very positive reports on the oil.
So it's performing like you had expected.
Yeah, meeting expectations, and I would say exceeding expectations at this point.
Talk a little bit about the health benefits of the Ohioleic.
Well, the Ohioleic soybean oil has 0 grams trans fat, and it has 20% less saturated fat than normal commodity soybean oil. In fact, it has 75% less saturated fat than palm oil, which we see on the market in a substantial amount. The additional thing with Ohioleic soybean oil, it's high in monounsaturated fats, which are heart healthy for you and I.
For the consumer, how soon can they expect to maybe be finding it in the store that they can use it in their home cooking?
I don't know if there's anybody that's really going to take that step to bring straight Ohioleic soybean oil to the consumer product goods. That may happen. Right now, the market entry is going to be with the food processors, with the food manufacturers, as well as some industrial opportunities that we're looking at.
So is the State Fair a good opportunity then to get these folks to think along the lines of using Ohioleic?
It is. It's a great opportunity to place the oil in their hands, give them an experience with it, because that's one of the routes to market that they'll utilize. They'll work through their normal channel of distribution, and they'll be able to obtain the oil for their use.
Will you be doing some follow-up with the concession people to kind of get their feedback at the end of the fair?
Yeah, we talked about that this morning already, hoping, I think this is a great opportunity to go back and survey these people that use the oil and just give us that feedback on what did you see, other characteristics, what did you like, maybe what didn't you like. But like we said, we're hearing some real good feedback from them this morning.